It can be difficult for scientists to show other people why they love what they love because it's hard to translate science. Two science geeks at the University of Alaska Fairbanks use relatable anecdotes to keep their audiences hooked. UAF student Kelsey Gabrowski tells us how.
I'm walking down a hallway at UAF looking for Harris when in one room I hear a radio playing dance music. I find Harris there with his graduate student, Jess St. Laurent. He's stooped over a shaved rat on a table. He coaches her through the procedure as tubes and instruments clutter the work area.
Now that's hot.
Oh no!
No, that's fine. Because it's not huge.
Okay.
And we can work that out. So, cool.
Harris guides me away from the crowded laboratory, back to his office.
So what did I just walk into earlier? I heard a party going on when I was walking down the hall. And
that is more or less typical environment within our lab.
Harris tells me they had been preparing a rat for a brainstem experiment for St. Laurent's graduate research. The brainstem controls unconscious processes such as breathing. They tend to listen to music to relax and keep track of how quickly they're getting through an experiment. Now, Harris does all he can to hook people into science and keep them thinking. For example, there was one point when St. Laurent asked for help.
Decrease the pump by 2 RPMs and do it again. Increase the pump and do it again. And let's get a range of...
Can you help me with that?
Yes, absolutely. But basically, you're running the pump...
Eventually, St. Laurent won't need help prepping for this experiment. Someday, she'll need to learn a harder procedure. But because Harris walked her through this dissection, she gets it. She sees the results of her actions.
Everybody could benefit from critical thinking. Everybody could benefit from making decisions based on evidence rather than making, you know, gut decisions or decisions that aren't well considered.
Now here's the challenge in pulling people into neurobiology and animal physiology. There are students taking Harris's class who plan to go to medical school, and there are other students who plan to study wildlife. Harris has to figure out how to hook both of them. To start getting students engaged and thinking logically, Harris pulls inspiration from his own life. He loves graphic novels, especially those about zombies, and that passion worked its way into his teaching style.
I mean, I can talk about comparative physiology of different animal species, that engages the wildlife biologist, and I can talk about clinical examples, that engages the pre-professional, pre-medical students, but shockingly, everybody's engaged when I talk about zombies.
Harris finds that teaching his class at a basic level keeps everyone engaged, even the advanced students. Like Harris, science writer Ned Rozelle works with a varied audience when he writes for the UAF Geophysical Institute. To approach this challenge, Rozell funnels his audience of hundreds of thousands down to one person.
For years, I've usually thought of writing to my mother, who is a great reader, but certainly not a scientist.
Since the mid-90s, Rozell's written more than 700 articles for the weekly Alaska Science Forum. Rozell tries to keep scientific jargon out of his stories.
Yeah, I think that probably comes naturally to me, because I like stories, and I think it's a good way to keep a reader engaged.
Rozell spends a lot of time outdoors. Just as talking with a person helps you understand who they are, walking in the woods shows Rozell how to tell the story of the world around him. Rozell takes me outside to the UAF trail system.
Oh, there's our Junko. See him? He's on top of the spruce tree.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to Fairbanks, Junko. Oh yeah, right now we're in a mixed forest, sort of, with aspens and birch, spruce. It's pretty open right now without the leaves.
Rozell's written about many of the birds and plants in this forest. Everything from the spring leaf out to junco brains.
Yeah, it's just a really pleasant place.
The research part of campus, where Rozell's office is, bumps up against the south side of the trail system. Rozell lives on the north side.
Yeah, I spend a ton of time here. Mm-hmm. I often commute to work on the trails, and I walk my dog on the trails. I basically live on them.
Rozell's a lot like Harris. The natural world drew them in. They can stand outside, or in the lab, and appreciate the beauty in what's around them. They notice more details now that they know how junco brains and rat hearts work. But not everyone sees these details. Rozell and Harris try to help their audiences notice how science threads through their everyday lives. These two science lovers hold up a magnifying glass to the world through the stories they tell. In Fairbanks, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.